The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Anita Hiles works coast to coast with realty executives. She is an award-winning top producer that has been voted Bold City Best Realtor in 2015 and 2016. And she's opened her own real estate office in Jacksonville and Fernandina Beach, Florida. Anita is a retired law enforcement police officer from Southern California, where she serviced for 25 years. Anita has a son, James, who has been serving our great country in the U.S. Army for over 11 years. Now Anita has joined the WBOB team for all things real estate. This is Rapid Fire Real Estate. Here's Anita Hiles.
Glad to be here. Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And what a week. It has been a busy week here in Jacksonville. And I've got Wally Conway with me today.
Happy to be with you, Anita.
He is my co-host. I'm excited to have Wally in the house. Everybody knows Wally Conway. He is with Home Pro. And grateful that you're here today with me. And also, I wanted to remind everybody, because, you know, I got some fan email telling me that, you know, you never mention where you work. And I do. I'm kind of bad at that. So I guess I should mention that I do work for Realty Executive Oceanside, and we are located here in Jacksonville. We also have an office in Fernandina Beach, and we also have an office in Palm Coast Flagler area. So we take care of all your real estate needs, really, from Palm Coast all the way north. And we also, Realty Executives, the company I work for, is all over Florida. We have approximately, I want to say, anywhere from 26 to 28 offices throughout Florida, from the Florida Keys all the way up the coast. So we can definitely assist you with all your real estate needs throughout the state.
You've got yourself in a wonderful position, because whether you're listening to WBOB on AM or FM, if you hear Anita's voice,
yes,
she, one of her associates, one of her offices, is there and ready to serve. That's a beautiful thing.
We are.
There's never a question.
No.
Can
and
Anita
I always
care to me in my neighborhood?
Yes. Yes.
If you hear her, she's here for you.
Yes. And that's what, that is a wonderful thing, and we enjoy doing it. And, you know, I always like to tell people that we're licensed in the state of Florida. I always like to remind people that. You know, I come from California, and there we're, you know, we sell anywhere in California. So when I came here, it was so different. It was like, okay, they only work in this subdivision. You know, everybody wants to know, well, what's your area? You know, my area is the state of Florida, but I do specialize in Northeast Florida. And we have closed homes and all the way down from Boca to Tampa and in Orlando. We just hook up with our offices down there, and we take our clients down there. And I always ask for the new agent in the office, so that way I could teach them a little something and they could teach me a little something about that particular area. And it makes a good little partnership while we're down there.
Taking a road trip with a new person.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. So it makes it fun. But we did have a busy weekend. We have, you know, some good news, some not so good news. But we did have the ordeal down at the Landing. And that was an unfortunate incident, and our prayers go out to the families, of course. And it's just sad that things like this happen, but they do. And I'm grateful to our law enforcement and our firefighters that they are prepared, and they do prepare for incidents like this.
Less than 2 minutes from initial action till they were on the scene caring to people.
That's amazing.
Phenomenal response.
That is a very good response time. So our hats off to them and to the families and people involved that were down there on that particular day. And we also had elections, Wally, yesterday. So that was, you know, I get all excited about election time. You know, it was something at our family table that on occasion we would have debates at the table, and I would be trying to convince, you know, my parents to vote this way or that way, and they would try to convince us, you know, to go their way. And stuff. And so it was always fun. So I always look forward to it. And it doesn't matter what people vote. It's just important that that's what you believe in, and you get out there and you stand up for what you believe in, and you go and you do your duty and vote and put your two cents in. I think it's wonderful. And Having differences, that's what makes the world go round, right?
Respectful in our disagreement.
Exactly. And so, you know, that's why I had my best friend on here last week, Rob Cantrell. You know, he's in commercial real estate, and he's his family has a well name for themselves here in Jacksonville in the commercial real estate business. And, you know, I always tease him because he is liberal, but, you know, he's way liberal. So I always call, you know, tease him and call him a socialist. And but we're the best of friends, you know, and you know, I don't care what he votes or how he votes or how he thinks. It's that we have fun together. And he's been a good friend. So, and I was happy to have him last week. Last week we also talked a little bit about curb appeal. And people really don't realize how important that actually is. And just to hit off a little bit on what happened last week. You know, there's so many times us realtors, when we're driving people around house to house, that we have pulled up to a house and they said, "Oh no, I don't even want to go in." The way your home looks. That first impression, right? We learn that early on in our lives, you know, if it's interviewing, if it's when we first meet people, that first impression, that first handshake, it's kind of like that first handshake.
Absolutely. And it's not expensive to have good curb appeal.
No.
You know, is the lawn nicely groomed? Not to say you've resod it and it's perfect, yet it's groomed and shows some love and attention.
Correct.
What about the door? Is the door clean? Does it have a fresh coat of paint on it?
Yes.
The light bulbs, things as simple as the light there, that front lamp or light at your front door.
It works.
Does it work? Is it straight? Does it look nice? Your mailbox. People are thinking about, gosh, I'm going to live here. How does it present? And the closer it can present to what they envision for themselves, the more likely they are to step inside the front door. Mm-hmm. We get involved on the home inspection side very, very often where... they say you can't judge a book by its cover. That's likely true, much like in a house. Yet if the cover doesn't entice you to turn the page, you'll never know what was on the inside.
Right.
So causing that front to be as crisp as you can make it and as affordable is really critical.
Yeah, because that's what, you know, you want people on the internet when they're on Zillow, Realtor.com and all those sites, you want them to turn the page. And if the outside doesn't look good, you're definitely not going to go inside the house. And so, and it's also thinking outside the box, not putting those basic colors out there, the blacks, the red, the white door. You can go over to Lowe's or Home Depot. They have colors now. They have a whole line that is just, it's called front door color.
Yep.
And so you can use your imagination. You can look at your neighbor's home so you're not all looking the same. Do your door a little bit different. But in the same palette, you know, I'm not talking about fuchsia pink, but they have beautiful, beautiful colors out there to pick from.
And you can look at the changes digitally. They can mock that up for you and look at all the palettes.
Oh, I know. You know, it's like you go
pretty
on.
Amazing.
I always laugh when I go on Wayfair. You know, I redid my condo just recently, and they have where you can, in your living room, you can put that couch in your living room by using your phone. And so it's amazing what you can
sells
do.
Sells a lot of couches.
It does sell a lot of couches. So, yeah. So that curb appeal, critical. I just wanted to throw that back out there because people do forget. And you don't want people to pass on your home when they're searching on the internet. So make that outside look nice. Throw some fresh flowers. Welcoming.
You know what brings people back? If curb appeal has caused them to pass you by, what would bring them back is a significant price reduction. And for way less money than a significant price reduction, you can cause that little bit of curb appeal to pop so they come in on the first pass, not 2, 3, 4 months later when they're looking for it as a fire sale.
Exactly.
Spend the money up front, spend less of it, net more.
I agree completely. It's so important. So you want to definitely make the outside of your home look wonderful. But when we come back, we're going to talk about what are the most important questions to ask when you're buying a house. So stay tuned on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on WBOB.
There are
are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now?
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Glad to be here. And we have Wally Conway in the house today from HoPro. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
And today we're going to talk about how do I buy a house? What do I do? I want to buy a house. I've been renting all along, and I've got all these questions bouncing around in my head. I don't know where to start. You know, how do I call Anita Hiles, and how do I get the ball rolling? And I could tell you that the very first thing you want to do is give me a call, give your real estate agent a phone call, and have them set you up. If you don't have somebody, have them set you up to speak to a lender. And most of us have preferred lenders that we've been doing business for a long time with. We usually have a handful to suggest to you, and you've met some on the show here, and we want you to get pre-qualified. We don't even take people out to see homes unless they are pre-qualified.
I don't think people realize, especially first-time home buyers, how critical that is to the process. And having talked to 35,000 home buyers now over the years, I hear from the home buyer, oh, the real estate person wants me to get pre-qualified so they can take control of me. But here's my perspective on that. This is a very, very, very competitive real estate market right now. Homes are selling.
It's H-O-T.
Fast. They are selling fast. They're very often selling for above asking price in a competitive position.
That's correct.
For a buyer to make an offer on a home without clarity for the seller that person has the money and they're ready to roll, They're out. They're just out.
Correct.
So it's to the benefit of the buyer to be able to cast a picture in the mind of the seller. I'm serious. I'm ready to go. The money's ready to go. Because when the buyer dinks around getting qualified, that takes time. That time translates to money for the seller. That's another mortgage payment. That's
yes.
other problems.
And
demonstrating you have funds and you're ready to roll puts you in a much more competitive position.
It does. And when people don't, what happens is they always think they're qualified for more than they really are. And so if we take them out, because we know by chatting with them that they've got a good job, they don't have a whole lot of debt. It's like, let's just go show them a couple of homes. The problem with that is we're not told by a lender, this is the price point you need to stay within. So we're going out and we're taking their word that they might be qualified for, let's say, $250,000, when in actual, they're only qualified for $200,000. That's a huge difference. It's a whole different home.
We've been in this scenario as the home inspector, where a person's picked out the home, they've negotiated the home, they've got that contract all ratified and ready to go. They've paid us $500 or $600 or $800 for a home inspection and ended up, they didn't get the home because they weren't qualified for the mortgage. That's a travesty.
Yes.
Now, I thank you for that. My grandchildren and heirs thank you for that $800. That didn't do you, the homebuyer, any good at all. And
no.
Especially first-time homebuyers on a limited budget, I've watched people fall out of qualification because they've consumed not only their money on the process and not gotten home, but also their emotion. That is devastating emotionally to invest your heart, invest your money, and find out, no, you cannot have this home, ma'am, because
yes.
you didn't do that pre-qualification.
And it happens, I'm telling you, it happens almost every single time.
Yeah.
You know, they see this one condo or they see this one house and they fall in love with it, and then we get them qualified and I forgot that I had those student loans, or I forgot that I had that credit card.
Share with me the difference between these two things. And you're more savvy than, I'm just a home inspector, but I watch what goes on around me. The difference between pre-approved and pre-qualified.
Well, on a pre-approval, you know, they've chatted with the lender, basically. And he may have checked their credit to verify their, debt-to-income ratio. But when it's approved, which this is why I like Movement Mortgage, and a lot of companies are now doing this, but Movement, who we partner with in our office, what I love about them is they get everybody approved, which means it's gone to the underwriter, which means that you're going to buy.
They're essentially,
it's going to close.
So if you're a pre-approved buyer,
it's stronger.
You're essentially walking around with a blank check for a certain amount of money. There's
correct.
A $250,000 check, and all that needs to happen for that check
is for me to find your dream home
and put the name of that seller on it, and bida bang, bida boom, that
yes.
baby's sold and you're in your new home. Walking around with a pre-approval, that's sort of dating. You have not consummated that deal.
Correct. That's so true, Wally.
Did I explain that okay?
I think you did. I think you explained it perfectly, but it's so true. And when in today's market, when it's so competitive right now, when it is so competitive, you want to have your ducks in a row and you want to have that approval. And we have a phone call. We have an inspection question for Wally Conway.
I'm ready for it. Bring it on.
Hello, and welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
Good afternoon. I enjoyed the program.
Oh, thank you.
But I had a problem for the home inspector. I wanted to ask him about his electrical bill. I've been talking to him off and on for the last couple of years, and I finally got below $105 a month.
Wow.
I congratulate you. I'm on my fifth year of not getting to $100 on my electric bill.
I'm envious.
Well, it just takes a little bit more attention. I'll share this with you. Do you know the single let me get this right. What is the single greatest determinant of how high or low your electric bill is? What's the single greatest action you can take?
I would assume the air conditioner.
Being consistent.
In a word, it's behavior. Turning lights off, turning the thermostat down, closing blinds. According to the Department of Energy, the single greatest impact you can have on your electric bill is personal behavior. And with concentration on personal behavior, you can reduce your electric bill on average, according to Department of Energy, by 19%.
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Do you know what my average bill was before I started this?
I do not. Please share.
$323 a month.
I love you for that. That's $200 per month. That's $2,500 per year. Over 10 years, that's $25,000 with zero interest.
That's amazing.
Interest. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Hey, you know, the next thing to do is cut that darn cable.
That's true. I'm working on that, too. But I wanted to let you know it's all because of you, and you started that electrical, getting your bill as low as you can get it, and I picked up on it on the gardening program.
Well, I thank you. I congratulate
fantastic.
You. Good job on that. Cut the cable and give Anita a call back and let us know how that worked out.
Absolutely.
I will later. Okay.
Thank you for calling. That's
Thank
awesome.
Thank you for helping me.
Thank you. You know how to save on your water bill?
No.
Pee outside.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I'll keep my bill.
Okay.
You live out in the woods, so you can get away with doing that.
I'm a woods wizard.
You are. That's hilarious. But you know what? I'm very conscious about my JEA bill as well. And so I think the most I've ever paid is $125.
Not bad.
And I have mine anywhere from $85 to $100.
Nice.
It fluctuates from there. And I want you to know, because you made me read the book, the sleep book.
Yes.
Because I don't sleep that very.
I encourage you to read it.
Yes, and it was a fantastic book. And so I do everything it tells me. Best sleeping is at 68 degrees.
Yes.
So my bill's that low at 68 degrees.
Good job.
Because I'm consistent.
Good job.
It there. So
cold feet, warm heart. Hey, I'll share an insider secret with JEA with you if you promise not to share it with anyone.
I'm not going to tell anybody.
All right. 7 or 8 years ago, when the stimulus was so active, it was all the stimulus money, save energy, do this thing. I was very involved with JEA in their conservation department. They came over to my house and studied what I was doing in my house that they could share with the rest of the community through their conservation department. And I challenged them. There were 13 people on their staff at that time in the conservation department. I challenged them over the next 3 months to see if any of them could lower their electric bill lower than mine. And they monitor electric. They have the capability with these new smart meters. They can monitor your electric bill in real time. So the guy who was head of that department at the time, a guy named David, wonderful guy, he was monitoring my electric. And he got to about the 21st of the month and realized the only way he could beat me was to turn off their hot tub and turn off their water heater for the rest of the month. And his wife said, "No way, cowpoke, you're just going to be a loser."
And we're not competitive, are we?
The JEA Conservation Department, I out-conserved.
That's fantastic.
I still have that money I saved. I carry it with me. It's in my sock.
It
smells bad.
You're so funny. But it's true. It's absolutely true. I mean, and I already cut back on my cable as well. I was paying a god-awful amount.
You reduced it or you eliminated it?
I didn't eliminate it.
I cut that beast. I don't have internet. I don't have telephone. And I don't have cable in my home.
Yeah, well, I'm not ever going to be that good. But I did cut my bill a lot.
There you go.
A great deal. So over $100 a month.
Imagine this. When you're looking at buying a house, if you save $200 on electric and $100 on cable, that's $300 a month. That's a $40,000 or $50,000 difference in affordability.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll be right back on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on WBOB.
AM 600. 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. economy grew at a strong 4.2% annual rate in the April through June quarter. That's the best showing in nearly 4 years. Growth stayed on track to produce its strongest full-year gain in more than a decade. Strength in business investment offset slightly lower consumer spending. Private ceremony being held today for the late Senator John McCain at the Arizona State Capitol Rotunda. Capitol will be open following that service to members of the public who want to pay their respects. A church service will be held on Thursday at North Phoenix Baptist Church. From there, McCain will depart Arizona for the last time from Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport. Another viewing set for the U.S. Capitol on Friday at a final memorial service at the Washington National Cathedral on Saturday. Two construction workers fell to their deaths when scaffolding collapsed above the sixth floor of a hotel under construction near Disney World early today. A fire rescue spokesman says a third worker survived. This is SRN News.
My name is Amanda, and I am in the Life Builders Recovery Program at City Rescue Mission. I've allowed alcohol to take my career, my family, and my faith from me. I was also sexually abused and became depressed, even suicidal. It was those suicidal thoughts that became my wake-up call. I was referred to CRM by another facility that told me I needed a longer-term recovery program. A God-centered program and the counselors at CRM have given me the freedom and the willingness to open up. I no longer see myself as an alcoholic. I see myself as a child of God. I know that I am worthy of love and that I can do all things through Christ. After graduating from CRM, I want to work in the nonprofit field and be of service to others.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Ramona Flea Market has exciting news. Starting August 1st, the entire flea market will be open Wednesdays 8 till 4, and there'll also be a farmer's market. Wednesday admission in August will be free. Want thousands of people at your yard sale or business? Bring it to Ramona Flea Market. Now open Saturdays and Sundays 8 till 5, and Wednesdays starting in August. People come to Ramona Flea Market for the great deals. Be there to sell your items. Call 786-3532, 786-3532. Ramona Flea Market, Ramona Boulevard near I-10 and 295.
Anytime is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.
When it comes to financial advice, there are a wealth of options out there. But is the advice you're getting clear and straightforward? With Fidelity Wealth Management, you'll have a financial advisor who helps you grow and protect your wealth. We'll offer strategies designed to reduce the impact of taxes while explaining our fees and your options. And we'll always offer clear recommendations for your full financial picture. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSE SIPC.
For more than 25 years, the potential for health improvement is seen with each patient that walks through our door. Healthcare decisions don't have to be confusing. Make Island Doctors your medical practice. Island Doctors cares about their patients.
They got my blood pressure off the ceiling, my thyroid off the floor.
Call us today to schedule a tour of one of our locations near you and take a peek at our best wellness program. And welcome home.
1-877-434-4676.
Does your well water leave brown rust stains on clothes and fixtures? Does it smell bad? Get rid of it all with the HydroCare Iron 300X. HydroCare's multi-stage process gets rid of iron, sulfide, and odors. HydroCare is an easily installed, compact system without tanks, backwashing, or servicing, and only costs $799. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit goodclearwater.com. Goodclearwater.com.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate, talking about how to prepare to buy a home. Should I buy a home? Should I not buy a home? And we were talking about approval versus pre-qualified. Both are good. Obviously, an approval in this marketplace is so much better. That gives you more power when you go in to put in an offer, because a lot of things today are multiple offers, and so it kind of pushes your offer a little bit up there ahead of others, because it does communicate that you have the deal's going to close.
I'm not a real estate agent. You're a real estate agent. I'm a home inspector. If I was a real estate agent, I would not put a home buyer in my car or burn any time with them until they've done the pre-qualification. It's a demonstration of ability. It's a demonstration of sincerity. And that demonstration is presented to the agent, to the selling agent, to the listing agent, to the lister, all across the board. They need to know in this market you are serious and ready to go. It doesn't mean you need to jump on the first house you see. It rather means you need to be prepared that when you see something that's right, you grab that baby before the guy behind you takes that home out from under you. And for my man friends out there, you don't want to be the guy explaining to your wife why she didn't get her dream home, because you were a smarty pants and didn't get yourself pre-qualified.
Absolutely.
You're going to get yourself pre-qualified for a night on the couch.
Because you're going to get that stink look.
Yeah.
And that sofa is very uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. No blanket. No pillow.
And that one-bedroom apartment that you're in.
With your buddy.
Exactly. So you want to be prepared. You want to be ahead of the game. And the next thing that we do that is so important that we do here at Realty Executive Oceanside is we sit down with the buyers to find out exactly what your needs are. We do want to find the right home for you. And we just don't want to go, okay, you want a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and we just don't go out there and show you every 3-bedroom, 2-bath. We want to show you quality homes. We don't want to waste your time. We want to show you the homes that you have communicated to us that you're interested in. And so it's so important to know the type of home you want. Let's say that you do come from, like myself right now, I own a condominium. I like living in a condo because my life doesn't allow me time to take care of the yard and things of that nature. Now, I could tell you that I'm getting prepared because I do miss having a garage and I do miss having a backyard because I do like to entertain. So those are the things that you have to always take into consideration.
Right.
So like me, I'm always on the go. I've got my own business, and so sometimes I get home super late. I don't want to have to mess with anything on the exterior. I can just walk into my condo and that's it.
I'll share an observation with you. As the home inspector, we get to see lots and lots of transactions, many different real estate agents, many different scenarios, virtually every part of town. And that is the infamous for sale by owner. And you said something that was really critical. You said at Realty Executives, you'll sit down with that buyer, take a look at their needs, take a look at their wants, take a look at their budgets, and have an objective conversation to get them into the right place. We're fortunate in one sense that we do get calls from for sale by owners and we end up in those transactions. And there's no adult in the room. You have a much better opportunity to end up in the right house at the right price when you have an objective professional real estate agent guiding you through that process. Someone who's done that dozens or even hundreds of times. I can't imagine how many hundreds of transactions you've closed over the years. That's a lot of sage advice sitting there, and not in a directive sense, but in a questioning and inquisitive sense. Have you thought about this? How do you feel about that? Which is more important to you, a 3rd bathroom or a 4th bedroom? And having those kinds of conversations, and what's happening in that, it's shaping in the customer's mind truly what the dream home looks like, a crafted dream home. Then with your skill set, you can take that into your position in market knowledge and take them to the 2, 3, 4, 5 houses that truly fit that dream.
Exactly.
Rather than stumbling around without that expertise, hoping you bump into the right thing, they get tired, they get bored, they get frustrated, they pick a house. And it's not to say it has a terrible outcome, but we didn't optimize the outcome. We didn't optimize the negotiating by not having a professional real estate agent guide you through the process.
It's critical. Mm-hmm. It really is. It is critical. And it's critical that your real estate agent understand exactly what your needs are. And that's where this, when we meet with our buyers,
yep,
that's what we do. And you have to be a good listener. You have to be, you know, and we tell them, we want them to look in that crystal ball. That's my famous line. Looking at crystal ball, I want to know what your dream home looks like. Yes, I know we're only buying at $250,000, but $250,000 is a lot of money.
That's a quarter million in English.
It's a lot of money. And my job is to find you everything on your list, but maybe at a smaller scale.
I'll share with you an observation I have had the opportunity to make hundreds of times. Real estate agents don't get to watch for sale by owner transactions. Home inspectors do.
They're a mess.
It's interesting. So you pick the number $250,000. So let's imagine God looked down from above and God declared, not Zillow or Realtor.com, the home is worth $250,000. In the mind of the for sale by owner seller, they can save $12,000 or $15,000 if they do it themselves. In the mind of the buyer, they can save $12,000 or $15,000 if they buy a for sale by owner. That pits one against the other because you can't save the same money twice. And the honest outcome of it is neither of them end up saving the money because they get all pissy about who's doing what and who should win that battle. The data would suggest.
I can tell you, even with us as realtors, you know, when we show, you know, because sometimes they're on the MLS because they pay some real estate company a fee to have it on there. And so we go show it and find out that it's actually a FSBO, a for sale by owner.
Right.
And, you know, we end up handling both sides and not getting paid for it. And I refuse to do that. I tell my agents, no. If you show that, he has to handle his own paperwork. We're not doing it for them. I don't care how long it takes unless he's going to pay us to do it. Now, if he's going to pay 6% commission, we'll be more than happy to handle both sides. But I love the expectation on the other end that we're going to go ahead and handle their portion of it, and it's not going to happen.
Right. Yeah, I watch that a lot too. Yeah. We get to see it all.
I bet.
We get to see it all. It
gets a little frustrating. But you need to ask yourself these questions. If you want to live in a house versus a condo, what kind of time frame do you want? Do you have animals? I know, like, I've got Jake. I talk about Jake. Jake's over at the office a lot because I'm busy. That's why I take him in there. So that's why I'm thinking, God, you know, I feel bad that I don't have a backyard for him. Yes, we go to the dog park. Yes, we do all these things, but it'd be nice to have that backyard where I could just open the back door and play fetch with him and do those things. For us, our pets are family. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe my condo is getting too small and it's time for me to get that backyard.
My wife's cat has its own bedroom. I don't even have my own bedroom.
Are you sure? It might be out in the garage. I'll have to ask her when I see her next. But you have to ask yourself, you know, am I getting a dog? Am I getting a cat? Because we have to make room for our little love animals as well as, is my family growing? Did I just get married? Do I plan on being in this house for how long? Because a lot of people think this is my first home that I'm purchasing and I'm going to live in it forever.
Those days are pretty well gone.
Yes.
You know, long ago, carried one sweet lady over the threshold and then somewhere 60, 70 years later, one or the other of you went first on the gurney.
Was that your generation?
No.
Or the one before that?
I did a home in Avondale. It's been about 12 or 15 years ago now. The lady was probably in her 90s. This was a home built in the late 20s, early 30s, and it was the original home with the original occupant. And that home, they don't think they see this much around here, had a basement. And in the basement was a boiler. And the boiler was still powered by oil, and that thing was belching flame when you really got down. It looked like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain, you know. It was glorious.
Yeah, you don't see those.
That woman lived her entire adult life in that home.
Well, I'll tell you, we don't bump into that too often.
No.
But when we do, we definitely advertise, you know, one owner because it's like, oh my God, only one person's ever lived in this house. That's huge.
For most of us, homes are transient. They're almost like cars.
Correct. They are for me.
You want to enjoy it, but know that you're not there forever.
Yeah. If I can, I would buy about every other house I show, I think. But that's probably one of the reasons why I love real estate. But when we come back, we have more for you on WBOB.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles from Realty Executive Oceanside. That's where I work. I love that place. And you can always reach me, too, at AnitaHiles.com. That's AnitaHiles.com. And I'll be more than happy to help you with all your real estate needs if you're buying or selling. I just love my job. I absolutely do. It's fun. I get to meet people. And, you know, a lot of people know and some don't that I was a cop out in Southern California. And I dealt with a lot of people then, and I just love being around people. I love being around good people, and it's been a wonderful career for me. Both have, and but I just love selling homes and being with you to find your dream. And like we were saying before we went to break, is that usually the home that you're going to purchase is not going to be your forever home. I can't even tell you how many homes I bought. I've bought quite a few homes, and my homes have always gotten bigger. Now I'm at that age. I'm in my late 20s. And
again. You're in the late 20s more times than any girl I've ever met.
That's right. And
I'll be 63 in 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, I'm right behind you. I'm a lot behind you, but I'm behind you. But, you know, now I'm at the place where I want to get smaller and smaller. So, you know, you've got to find what's the right fit for you. What are your needs? And it's so important. What I'm trying to get across to you this hour is it's so important to sit down with your real estate agent, get yourself approved, and sit and have a discussion of what your needs are. Because a lot of times we think we know, and then, you know, they throw in, well, do you want an HOA fee or don't you want an HOA fee or is it okay or not? And you're thinking, well, God, I never
thought
of that.
Reason for police calls after domestic abuse. HOAs, bunch of cranky people with nothing to do but decide how their neighbor should live.
Oh, my God.
So, yes, an HOA, that's a nice thing. Deed restrictions are nice things. We understand all the positives. And then we all think, though I should be exempted from this. Yes, your trash, here's a perfect example. The trash cans are supposed to be in by 1 o'clock. Well, if you went to work at this o'clock and you don't get home till that o'clock, it means you're perpetually in violation unless you hire some local kid to put your trash cans away.
Yeah, and you don't want to get your HOA upset at you, that's for sure.
No.
You want to know what the rules are and abide by the rules.
An HOA is an entity. It's a hunk of paper. It's a nothing. There's always some knucklehead
in every single
one of those HOAs who believes that their role in life is to assure that the people in charge of them are an HOA guy.
They're usually bulldogs too. My gosh. Yeah, you definitely want to go by the rules. And so those are the things you need to find out. You know, are you the HOA type of person?
Nope.
That you do go by rules, or you're like Wally who likes to go outside and stuff. So
I don't break any rules. I just don't put myself into a community that has rules that are contrary to my personal comfort.
Exactly.
So if I were to move into Queens Harbor, that wouldn't go well.
That would not go well.
No,
for you.
I don't. That doesn't fit how I flow.
You like to.
I like Queens Harbor.
I like it too.
This isn't the right place for me.
It's probably not even the right place for me. I'm more of the plantations girl.
They're very similar. But if someone from the plantation or someone from Queens Harbor moved into my home, they would find that just.
No, but you have a nice home. I don't want people to think you don't. You have a very nice home. You just like living. Like when you see your home, it looks like you're out in the wilderness.
I live in a cabin in the woods. Yeah.
In California, we'd say it looks like you live up in Big Bear. You know, out here, I guess it would be someplace out in North Carolina, maybe.
Right.
They say those are mountains, but we know better in California. Yeah. But yeah.
Well, I live near the top of a hill in Mandarin. It's one of the high points.
Well, there you go. And yeah, you have the trees all around you.
Mount Mandarin.
Yes. So if that appeals to you, you need to communicate. Communication with your realtor is essential. It's essential to find, that is what's going to help find your home in a timely manner. So that way we can hand you your keys to your brand new home. And so that way you can enjoy it and move in. Buying a home can be very stressful. And our job is to try to keep you calm. I always tell my clients, I like to assume the stress for them. Let me worry about it. Let me handle those things. You know, your job is to relax and enjoy the process.
It doesn't need to be stressful at all.
My job is to put out the fires.
You're in the hands of an experienced real estate agent. You're in the hands of an experienced lender. You're in the hands of an experienced home inspector. And all those entities work and play well together. That's the de-stressor. There's only stress
but normally
when there's chaos
it is,
and
but
confusion.
There's times that we get very difficult clients that
know
more than we do.
Fire them.
And lately we've been getting a lot of them. I mean, a lot of them.
Fire them faster.
And another thing that I've noticed lately too is, you know, as hot as this market is, you know, we just got an offer from a local real estate company that it was $30,000 below the asking price. It's like, be serious. You're lucky that that my client's probably going to even respond to it, because I know when I call them and say, we got an offer, I'm excited, we got an offer, let's negotiate this, let's make this work. And then I tell them the price and they go, are you kidding me right now? And, you know, and I've got to act all cheery. No, let's make this work. You know, $30,000 in today's market, it's not going to work.
Well,
I'm sorry. No matter how cheerful... You know, I come across to them as let's do this.
And just process it and be done with it. It's okay.
You
the
know.
Sad thing in that is, and I respect everyone would like to get the best possible, you know, get the right home at the best possible price. I respect that. And I understand that. Where it's harmful is this. If the agent working with the buyer hasn't given them a clear picture of what the market looks like, and specifically what the market looks like for that particular home in that particular neighborhood, what's happening is... They're going to have lost offer after lost offer after lost offer. And
right.
At some point, they run out of houses.
Well, at some point, I can't work with them because my time is important to me. And not only important, but I'm a very busy lady, like most top producing agents out here, that we don't have time to have clients that aren't going with what's happening out here in the real estate market. Our job, though, too, is to let them know this is what the comps are.
Right.
This is what the homes are selling for. So in essence, your offer should be within that price point.
You may know this number better than I. It sticks in my mind in the month of July, something in the area of 12 or 15% of all homes sold for above the asking price. Knowing that the high percentage of homes that are selling above the asking price, if your offer in one of those competitive neighborhoods is below the asking price, you're not even in the hunt. It's all you can do to get the house at the asking price. It's very interesting times.
Mm-hmm. It's very different. And so if you want the house, I always love the ones to say they're not in a hurry. It's like either you need a house or you don't.
Right.
It's not a matter of being in a hurry. It's finding the home that's right for you. And if I'm not finding the home that's right for you in a timely manner, then we need to sit back down and regroup because I'm obviously missing something. And my job is to show you quality homes. And that's what I want to do. I want you to get that set of keys from me so you can move in and be happy and stuff. But keep in mind, most people live in their houses for how long, Wally? I would say 5 to 7 years.
That's right.
And then they either bump up to a bigger home.
Or they give it to the ex-wife.
You're so real. But, or you're talking from experience,
no,
or
no,
both.
No, just putting the real in real estate.
There you go.
People leave their homes for all sorts of reasons.
They
some
do.
Of them are very positive and some of them are very challenging.
That's
and
correct.
It's very honest to look at those scenarios and say, how do I get into this house? How am I getting out of this house? What are the consequences?
Correct. And, you know, this might sound crazy, but one of the things that I like working with is divorce situations. And I don't know if that's where my ex-cop in me comes, because I mediate really well with that. And I get hired a lot to handle those situations because I not only work with them, but I have to work with the attorneys as well. And stuff. And then, you know, do they get the disbursement of funds at the closing table, or do we put it in account until, you know, until their divorce is finalized in court? So there's a lot that goes in on those type of situations. And it's one of the things I'm very good at.
When you've done that dozens of times or hundreds of times, it's a lot easier to be comfortable and objective. Because for the family going through that crisis, it's horrid. Every part of it's hard.
It is.
The home's being disrupted. The finances are being disrupted. And it takes a voice of calm and reason to
and
work
even when
that.
It's cordial,
very difficult.
It's still a very difficult time period.
Even at its best, it's a tremendous challenge that really needs to be respected and understood.
So no matter what the situation is, the average is about 5 to 7 years. And so you need to, especially our first-time buyers when they're super young, I try to encourage them to buy something less expensive. Not maybe at their peak, so maybe they can keep it when they go to bump up to their big home.
Begin that rental portfolio, the path to fortune.
Exactly, because in today's world, you want that retirement. Companies are not providing retirements. You got to provide your own. So let's put a profile together and let's start it now when you're in your 20s. It's fantastic. Well, it's been a pleasure, Wally.
Happy being with you as always.
I always love having you on the show.
Wonderful Labor Day.
We'll see you all next week on WBOB.